我们今天下午我们邀请园林教会的胡佳安姐妹。
And this afternoon, we'd like to invite Sister Anne from Garden Grove.
她会给我们两段的非常美好的属灵的见证。
And she would like to testify in two parts of her wonderful testimony.
一趟是她去跟教会的姐妹到秘鲁去的一段经历。Peru.
And the first part of her testimony will describe her trip to Peru.
另外一段的第二段是在他们到他墨西哥去旅游，那个经历到坎昆那里去的一个经历。
And the second part of her testimony will talk about her experiences in Cancun, Mexico.
那我们现在就请胡佳安姐妹。
I'd like to invite Sister Anne.
请大家同心默祷。
Let us all bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。那今天很高兴可以来 Cerritos 这里跟大家分享我的两个很特别的人生的经验。
And Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony for Lord Jesus Christ. I'm really glad I can come here to Cerritos Church to testify about my two experiences.
那第一个见证，它是发生在2008年的年底。
And so the first part of my testimony were the events that occurred in 2008 at the end of the year.
那时候，我和教会的三个姐妹呢，到这个南美洲的秘鲁。
And so me and myself and three other sisters, we went on a trip to Peru.
那秘鲁它是一个开发中的国家。
And Peru is a developing country.
那里的治安不是很好。
And the country is not very organized.
那50%的人大概都是过着非常贫困的生活。
About 50% of the population lived a difficult lifestyle.
那观光业就是他们一个很重要的经济来源。
And tourism is their played a big part in their economy.
那我们要去参观的就是其中一个很著名的地方，叫做马丘比丘。
And the place that we were visiting is a very famous tourist area called Machu Picchu.
马丘比丘是一个世界文化遗产。
And Machu Picchu is one of the wonders of this world.
它在现在呢是一个就是全世界里面七大奇迹之一。
And it is one of the seven wonders of this world.
那它是一个古时候一个印加帝国在那里居住所留下来的地方。
And it was part of it was developed by an ancient civilization by the Inca Empire.
那它的位置在非常高的山上，差不多有8000英尺高。
And the location is on top of a mountain about 8,000 miles high, kilometer
feet
high. Oh, 8,000 feet high.
那因为我本身对古时候的艺术跟文化很有兴趣哦，所以我对这趟旅行就充满了期待。
And I have great interest in architecture of the past, so I was very excited for the trip.
那从要去这个马丘比丘，并没有一个飞机可以直接飞过去。
So in order to reach Machu Picchu, there is not a plane that will take you directly there.
所以我们必须先到它的首都叫利马。
And so we had to go to the capital of Peru in Lima.
然后我们再转飞机要到一个城市叫库斯科。
And then we have to transfer to another place called Cusco.
那从那里才有办法坐火车进到这个马丘比丘的山下。
And from Cusco we would take a train to reach the foot of Machu Picchu.
那我刚刚讲这个库斯科这个城市呢，它有一个特色，就是它的海拔高度非常的高。
And one interesting characteristic about Cusco is that it is very high above sea level.
它有11,000英尺多的高度。
And it is about 11,000 feet above sea level.
通常来说呢，我们差不多身体到差不多5,000英尺的时候，就可以感觉到这个高度，呼吸就开始会有一点急促。
So for the human body, once we reach an altitude of 5,000 feet above sea level, then we will start to feel a difference in our breathing.
那 在这个时候也差不多，就是在这个时候，可能有些人就开始会有高山症的问题。
And at about 5,000 feet altitude, we will start to feel high altitude sickness.
那高山症这个除了呼吸会比较急促的话，其实它的严重会造成肺水肿或者是脑水肿，甚至最后会死亡。
And more severely, some people may develop high altitude pulmonary edema or high altitude cerebral edema.
那什么样的人会得高山症呢？
So what type of people are susceptible to high altitude sickness?
那它其实跟你是不是平常有没有做运动没有什么关系。
And it has no relation on whether or not you exercise on a daily basis.
那跟你是男生还是女生也没有关系。
There's no correlation whether you are male or female.
那跟你曾经以前有没有得过也没有关系。
And also has no relation on with whether or not you had it, have had it in the past.
那一般来讲专家会建议你说你一次不要从很平地一下就攀升到很高的地方。
So Dr. Rosenthal would recommend that you do not reach such a high altitude in a short period of time.
可是呢我们确实要坐飞机从一个平地直接飞到一个11,000英尺高的一个城市。
But for our trip, it was planned for us to fly to the 11,000 feet altitude using a plane.In a short amount of time.
所以为了避免这样的事情发生呢，我们到达库斯科之后，又马上坐车到一个比较稍微低一点的一个城市。
And so to prevent this from happening, we would take, once we got to the city of Cusco, we would take transportation to a lower part of the area.
虽然说它比较低，它也有9,000英尺哦。
Although it was not 11,000 feet, but it was about 9,000 feet.
那我们待在一个很美丽的一个度假的旅馆，所以当初我们非常的兴奋，就在这个旅馆里面到处拍照。
And so once we got to this area that was 9,000 feet above sea level, we were really excited and took pictures at the resort we're staying at.
那在走动的当中，我们就已经可以感觉到这个呼吸有一点很急哦。虽然你只是这样平常的走，你已经开始在喘了。
And we began having a shortness of breath just from walking around at this high altitude.
那参观完整个旅馆之后，就回到房间休息一下，才要去吃晚餐。
And after we went around to visit and sightsee around the resort, we went back to our rooms and got ready for dinner.
那在床上休息的时候，我就开始有头痛。
And when I was resting on my bed, I began to develop headache.
那这个头痛在很短的时间就变成剧痛。
And this headache became very severe in a short period of time.
它的感觉是觉得你脑袋的后头会爆开的感觉。
And it felt like the back of your head is going to explode.
那时候我就想说，因为我从来没有得过高山症，我就想说这个是不是就是他们所说的高山症。
And I never developed high altitude sickness before, so I thought this might be a symptom of it.
那时候打电话去柜台去问那边的服务人员说，我有这样的状况要怎么办？
And so at this time, I called the reception desk in the front to tell them my symptoms and what I should do.
那他们说他们会送一桶氧气筒过来。
And they told me that they will provide me an oxygen tank.
这个送氧气筒过来的人员他并不会讲英文，因为当地的主要语言是西班牙话，他们大部分的人都不会讲英文的。
And so the person that had brought the oxygen tank to me did not know how to speak English because their main language was Spanish.
所以他在跟我讲解这个东西要怎么用的时候，其实我完全听不懂他在说什么。
And so when this person was describing to me how to use the oxygen tank, I had no idea what he was talking about.
所以我唯一知道就是他在示范的时候打开了那个氧气筒，旁边有个刻度，里面有一个小小的球会浮起来。
And so during his demonstration, I noticed that he would turn a knob on this oxygen tank and then a little on the meter, a ball would float up to the top.
那它有刻度嘛，所以它就必须到一个一定的数字这样子。
And because there is a meter, it would they would adjust it to a certain level.
那我那个氧气罩一戴上去的时候，那个头痛就顿时不见了。
And so once I had put on the oxygen mask, my headache was resolved.
所以我那 那时候就知道说好，那我就是这头痛就是因为缺氧的关系造成的。
And so from that point on, I figured out that my headache was caused by my shortness of oxygen.
那从那时候一直到晚上睡觉前，我这个东西是拿不下来，我只要一拿下来，马上就是头要爆开来。
And I had to keep this oxygen mask on the whole time because during that evening, if I had taken it off, I felt like my head was going to implode.
所以那时候那种玩的兴致哦，才第一天哦，那个兴致就完全没有了，就只有一个想法，就是说我要回家哦，我不要玩了。
And so this was my first day, and I had this experience, so I had lost my interest of enjoying the trip. I wanted to return home.
那一直到睡觉前呢，我就看这个，因为你可以感觉到那个氧气的那个送出来的气，它是越来越弱。
And so from the middle of the night, I realized that the oxygen that was coming out from this tank became less and less.
那我觉得它应该不会撑过一个晚上，所以就打电话给柜台说，哎，这个氧气桶的氧快要没有了。
And I thought that it would not last me through the night, so I called the reception desk and told them that I need more oxygen.
那这氧气筒啊，不是氧气筒，这个柜台的小姐呢，她就非常惊讶，她说：“你是怎么用的？怎么用到没有？”
And so the lady in the front desk was very surprised, and because she was surprised how quickly I have gone through this tank.
那原来是因为我听不懂那个讲西班牙的人员他的讲解哦，这个东西只能带上去15分钟。
And because I did not understand the person that was demonstrating the tank, that I was only supposed to have this mask on for 15 minutes at once.
因为它里面的氧的成分非常的高，它是让你很快的可以恢复。可是如果你一直带着，其实它是会伤害你的脑跟你的肺部的。
Because the oxygen tank was so high in the content of oxygen that you were not supposed to keep it on for too long because it would harm your brain and your lungs.
所以听他这样讲了，那就乖乖的，整个晚上就是只敢戴15分钟，然后就赶快拿下来，然后一直到受不了的时候才敢再放回去。
And so per her instructions throughout the night, I only had it on 15 minutes at a time, unless I was it was really unbearable.
所以整个晚上就是这样戴啊，戴上去放下来，戴上去放下来，大概到清晨的时候，这个身体慢慢有一点适应了，才不需要它可以睡着。
And so I had it on and off the whole night until early in the morning, and I was able to fall asleep without it.
那这个早上有当地的导游来带我们四个人去这附近观光。
And so that morning, the next morning, a tourist guide came and took us to tour around the area.
那因为他知道我这个身体的状况，他又因为我们只有四个人嘛，所以他就尽量慢下来，然后确定我的呼吸是正常的，然后所以就玩得还可以。
And so the guide knew my condition and what I was dealing with, so she was went on my pace.
那隔天呢，我们就坐了火车到马丘比丘，那那个地方更没有问题，因为它又再低了1000英尺。
And so the next day we went to Machu Picchu, which is about 1,000 feet lower.
那稍微介绍一下这马丘比丘，它这个非常古老的印加帝国，它却有非常高的文明。
And to introduce the Machu Picchu, it's a very ancient from the Incan Empire, and has quite a bit of culture.
那比如说他们的农作物，他们有做成梯田的样子，他们有灌溉的系统，到现在这个灌溉的系统还在运作当中。
And their system of agriculture is still used today.
那他们也利用很多影子跟太阳的关系来决定什么时候收割，什么时候耕作。
And their sowing and harvesting really depends on the shadow and the sun.
那他们的建筑大部分用石头盖的，到现在的人还是无法理解他们是怎么把这些石头搬过来，或甚至是怎么把它。
And their infrastructure was built mainly by stone, and people today still wonder how they were able to put it together.
所以呢，整个帝国在这么兴旺的，原来是有照片，在这么兴旺之下呢，突然间全部都消失了。
And
the whole empire
vanished in a short period of time.
然后。就是没有任何的理由，他们就不见了。
And there was no reason that was noted for their disappearance.
嗯， 那离开这个马丘比丘之后，我们就必须要回去刚刚说那个很高的库斯科这个城市。
So after we departed from Machu Picchu, I had to return back to a higher altitude, the place called Cusco.
那库斯科，就是我们是晚上到嘛，隔天早上的时候就觉得，哎，我的身体好像还可以，因为已经过了这么多天了，好像已经适应了。
And so the following day, I felt my body was more accustomed to the high altitude.
那所以就跟着导游就去观光。
And so we followed the tour guide to tour.
可是没有想到是他这一次呢，并不是只有带我们四个人，他是带了一团的人。
And but this time it was not just bringing the four of us, but an entire group of people.
所以他并没有办法因为我的原因慢下来，他必须很快的观光所有的地点。
And so the tour guide was unable to slow down because of this large group of people.
所以差不多到中途的时候，我就已经没有办法，就一直喘，然后头非常的痛。
And so about halfway through his tour, I had developed a severe headache, and I was barely able to catch my breath.
那走到一个其中的景点，它在外面有一个房，一个建筑物上面写的 Medical Center.
And so once we got to a certain tourist destination, a spot, I noticed there was a house, and it says medical center on it.
那时候看到那个就觉得这是我的救星，所以我那时候就跟前面的人讲说，你们去里那个去观光，我要进去了。
And so I thought this place would be good for me, and then I told the others to continue to tour while I visit.
那我进去其实说它是一个 medical center， 它其实就是一个小房间，然后里面只有一个护士跟一个医生。
And so even though it was noted that it was a medical center, but within it was there was just a small room with a nurse
and
a doctor.
那我就比手画脚了，用很简单的英文跟他们讲解了一下。
So I kind of use sign language and kind of describe my symptoms and situation to them.
那他们就让我躺在病床上。
And so they allowed me to lie on the bed.
这个护士拿出了一个仪器。
And so the doctor took out a device.
那我一看就知道它是一个血氧计。
And I immediately knew it was an oximeter.
那血氧计它是一个机器测量你血液里面氧气的成分有多高。
And so this oximeter is to measure your blood oxygen saturation.
那为什么我会认识这个仪器呢？是因为我之前上班的公司其实就是在开发这个东西。
And I was able to recognize it was an oximeter because of my previous my job. It was dealing with these type of devices.
那这个仪器它其实用一个 sensor 一个感应器夹在你的这个指甲上面，很快的时间就可以读出你的数据。
And so the oximeter has a clamp that clamps onto your finger, and it'll be able to read your blood oxygen saturation in fairly quickly.
那一般来讲呢，这个健康的人大概读出来的数字是100或者是99%.
And so in a healthy person, the meter would read 99 to 100%.
那如果是有吸烟肺比较不好的人，读出来应该差不多是94。
And so if you are a smoker or have problems with your lungs, then the machine should read, the oximeter should read about 94%.
那时候我的情形数字显现出来是70多。
And so for me, when I had this device on me, the meter read about 70%.
那我就觉得说这很低耶，虽然我不知道它的意义是什么，因为我从来没有看过这么低的数字。
And I did not really know what it meant, the numbers meant, but I do know that the number that I read was really low.
所以我就那护士就帮我戴上了这个氧气罩，一直到我恢复到94的时候就放我走。
And so the nurse gave me an oxygen mask and allowed my blood to reach back to 99% and allowed me to leave.
那当然我回到这个没有这个氧气罩，回到这个缺氧的大环境里面，我这个头又马上又痛起来。
And of course, when I went back to this area with my lack of oxygen, my headache began to come back.
那在这个车上，我就痛到这个眼泪一直流，我就想说，这个我没有办法了，我要回去休息。
And so when I went back to the car, it hurt it to the point where I had tears rolling out of my eyes, and I told myself I needed to go back home to rest.
那这个导游，我就请这个导游帮我叫计程车。
And so I had the tour guide call a taxi for me.
那叫计程车在台湾，在美国，你觉得是一件很平常的事情。
And so in the U.S. or in Taiwan, it is very common for us to call a taxi.
在那里呢，第一个，它治安真的很不好。
And so that area, it is very unorganized.
那再来就是说我又不懂西班牙话。
And on top of that, I do not know Spanish.
当天呢，又因为知道跟导游出门，所以我所有的资料都没有带。
And because I knew I was coming out with a tour guide that day, I did not bring any of my important documents.
我甚至不知道我的旅馆的地址是什么。
And I did not even know the address to my the hotel I was staying at.
所以这个导游他就帮我跟旅馆，他其实是一个民宿，我跟他讲说我要回去。
And so actually, the tour guide told the hostel that I was going to return.
然后跟这个计程车司机讨价，讲好了价钱。
And so he was able to bargain a price with a taxi driver.
然后地址跟他讲好了。
And told them the address I was staying at.
然后在我们走之前呢，这个导游他长得很像坏人，所以还蛮好的。他就把这个地址，就是把那个车牌号码写下来。
And so the tour guide, he took down the license plate of the taxi driver before we left.
那回到民宿之后呢，我就想说，哎，那边应该会有氧气筒，想要借来用一下。
And so when I got back to my hostel, I thought there should be an oxygen tank I can borrow.
可是很不巧的，他们那天刚好用完了。
But unfortunately, they ran out of oxygen tanks that day.
那我就说，那不然就可不可以麻烦你们煮一些东西给我吃，因为我还没有吃晚餐。
And so I asked them if they can cook something up for me because I had not had dinner yet.
他们煮了鸡汤面送到我的房间。
And so they made chicken noodle soup and had it delivered to my room.
我吃完之后就想说，反正我现在多的是时间，我就把这个碗盘送到厨房去，这样子。
And so after I finished my meal, I thought I had a lot of time, so I decided to bring this the left my bowl and utensils back to the kitchen.
那因为它是一个 B&B 不是很大，就是从我的房间到厨房，差不多从这个讲台到最后一排椅子那里。
And because it was a bed and breakfast, the location from my room to the kitchen was not very far. It's about the length of this podium to the end of the last pew.
那我走去的时候还可以，可是我走回来的时候，我走每一步我要休息好久。
And going there was fine, but walking back, every step I had to take, I had to rest.
那一般人可能这样来回，我看不用花到一分钟的时间哦。
So for most people, walking there and back would take less than a minute.
可是我却花了30分钟才从那边走回来。
But it took me 30 minutes to walk the same distance.
那回到房间之后，我就可以了解到说，我的体内的氧气真的可能非常的低。
And so when I got back to my room, I can feel that the oxygen in my body is at a really low percentage.
所以我就赶快就去睡觉，就休息。
And so immediately I went to rest.
那隔天呢，我们就坐飞机，就是从库斯科离开，要回到平地了。
And so the next day was our departure flight from Cusco to sea level.
那回到这个利马这个首都之后，马上顿时就没事了，好像没有生过病。
And so once I reached back to Lima, the capital, everything felt normal.
那这个整个故事听起来好像就是一个很平常的故事，一个人得高山症上去，然后头痛喘不过气来。
And so this story may seem pretty ordinary as a person that went up to a high altitude, could not get enough oxygen, developed a headache, and came back down and was fine.
那我当初也是这么觉得，我觉得就这样子嘛。
And at the time, this is also the way I felt.
可是事实上，他整个故事到这边还没有结束。
But the truth is that this experience has not been completed yet.
那回到美国之后呢，我把这个整个事件告诉我以前的同事。
And when I got back to the U.S., I told this my experience to my previous coworker.
那他们听完我的故事之后呢，看着我有非常惊讶跟担心的表情。
And so after I told them my experience, they looked at me very worried.
那我 看到他们的表情，我也有点吓到。
And seeing their shocked and worried face, I was also a little concerned myself.
那第一个上司，第一个同事，他是说，他说你的脑没有受伤吧
？And then the first coworker asked me if my brain had been injured.
那我说，应该没有吧。
And I replied, probably not.
那他说，因为之前公司呢，他们有做一个人体的试验，不小心把一个人的血的那个血氧指数降到70。
And so they had done a demonstration where the company had done a demonstration where they lowered a person's blood level saturation all the way down to about 70%.
那是不小心哦，可是这个人却造成脑部受伤，有丧失记忆的问题。
And although it was done on an accident, this person had damage to their brain and caused a memory loss.
那其实经过他这么一说，我有发现到就是，在一个月当中，我在语言上有一点小小的问题，可是在一个月之后，慢慢的就消失了。
And from after I heard this from her, I realized that I had some difficulty in my speech, but which ended up going away within a month.
那第二位同事呢？他是在医院里面做过医疗的工作。
And the second coworker I told was she had worked in a hospital before.
那他说这个一般来说，这个血氧指数低于90，你就是要送到医院去了。
And she told me that once your blood level saturation drops below 90%, you will be admitted to the hospital.
那七十几代表的是意义是什么呢
？And so, what does 70% actually mean?
就是说，他的你只能躺在那边不要动。
At 70% blood level saturation, you can only lie at a certain spot and not move at all.
然后你身体里面的血的氧气只足够让你的内部器官还可以运作。
And the level of oxygen in your blood will barely be able to sustain your organs.
所以像我还在外面这样走来走去，他说我随时会倒下来的。
And so, so for me, when I had 70% level and walking around, I could have fainted and fall over at any moment.
所以听完他们说的话之后，我心里觉得有非常感谢神，让我平安可以回到美国。
So after hearing their words, I was really thankful to God for allowing me to return to the U.S. safely.
因为我完全不知道自己曾经是处于在那么危险的状态下。
Because I did not know what type of danger that my body was going through.
那也没有在一个语言不通的国家里面倒下去。
And I have never fallen over or fainted in a country that I did not know how to speak their main language.
那我身体上也没有受到任何永久的伤害。
And my body did not sustain any long-term injury.
那我念一段经节。
So I'll read a passage.
诗篇121:7-8.
The book of Psalm 121:7-8.
诗篇121:7-8，神要保护你，免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命，你出你入，神要保护你，从今时直到永远。那现在我要做的第二个见证，它是在发生在三个月之后。
And so now the testimony that I'd like to continue is an event that happened 3 months later.
那我想说，经过那一次大灾大难之后，我要去一个非常轻松度假、躺着不要动的地方。
And so after that experience I had, I thought to myself, the next trip I make will be somewhere where I lie down and relax and not move around so much.
所以我也不要上山，我不要下海。
I do not want to climb up the mountain or go down into the sea.
所以我们选择了一个墨西哥南边的一个度假的城市，叫做坎昆。
And we picked a location in Mexico, called Cancun.
那在那里度假的其中一天呢，我们参加了当地的旅行团去参观玛雅文化的遗址。
And so, one of the days that I was there, we followed a tour guide to visit a Mayan ruins.
那玛雅文明呢，它是处于新时代新石器时代，所以是非常古老的一个文化。
And so, the Mayan civilization was in the New Stone Age.
可是他们的天文学、数学、艺术还有文字都非常的发达。
And their astronomy, their sciences, and their literature were very advanced.
那他们是属于美洲的印第安人的其中的一支哦。
And they were a tribe of the American Indians.
可是他们却是唯一的一个是有文字的。
But they were one of the few tribes that actually had literature.
那他们整个文明是散布在很多不同的地方。
And their culture, their civilization was spread out.
那我们要去参观的这个地方是非常重要的一个城市，叫做奇琴伊察。
And so one of the place cities that we went to visit was very important to their civilization called Chichen Itza.
那它也是当现在的七大奇景之一。
And Chichen Itza is also considered one of the seven wonders of the world.
里面最有名的就是它的金字塔。
And one of the most famous architecture is their Mayan pyramids.
从旅馆到这个奇琴伊察，它其实有一段蛮长的距离。
And from the hotel to Chichen Itza there was quite a distance.
所以在车上，这个导游非常热心的跟我们介绍它的文化背景。
And so on the car right there, the tour guide basically described the culture.
那他为了促进那边的经济呢，也跟我们介绍说，你到那边有什么样的纪念品可以买。
And so due to their economy, he also warned us of what type of souvenirs that we can buy.
玛雅文化其中有一个很有名的东西叫玛雅历。
And so one of the most famous cultural souvenirs there is the Mayan calendar.
那根据导游的说法，这个玛历就是那个月历的历哦。那玛雅历它每一天都有一串字来形容这一个日子。它不是我们有一月、二月、三月、四月，不是有一天、两天、三天、四天，他们是有一串字来形容今天这一天。
And so the Mayan calendar is different because it is not using numerals to indicate the day, but using phrases of words to describe what day it is today.
那这一串字是从来不会重复的。
And these phrases of words will never repeat itself.
那有一个纪念品呢，就是说你告诉他一个日子。
And so one of the souvenirs is that if you tell it to a certain day,
那他就会去翻这个玛雅历，就会把那个字把它写在纸上。
And so if you pick a certain day, then you go back to look at the Mayan calendar, you can put together the words that are written for that day.
那他们写在纸上之后，那如果你要更特别，你可以告诉他你的名字，那加上你的名字，那这一整幅画就好像是一个特别的礼物。
And so for that day, you can also tell the person to write your name on this phrase of words, and it will be in a little painting or picture, and it's a very interesting gift.
所以他们就等名字就是说也是用他们玛雅文化的玛雅字去写的，不是用英文字写的。
And so your name would also be written in Mayan characters.
那我就觉得这很有趣啊，就像你去另外一个国家去买他们很有特色的产品是一样。
And so I thought this was very unique. It is like buying a product from a foreign country.
所以到了目的地的门口，我就先付了钱给他们，然后告诉他我的生日跟我的名字。
And so once I got there, I thought this was very interesting. I told them my name and my birthday.
那等整个参观结束之后，我出来就可以拿了。
And so at the end of the whole tour, then I can pick up my souvenir.
那在整个参观过程当中，我们可以看得到这个玛雅这个文化，其实他们非常敬拜鬼神。
And so during our tour, we realized that the Mayan culture really placed emphasis on worshiping their gods.
我们当然从圣经也知道，很多古时候的国家他们都是拜偶像的。
And from the Bible, we know that many different civilizations worship different gods.
那比如说呢，他们有一个很大的水池。
For example, they had a very great fountain.
他们会把人、小孩、动物或者是宝物丢到里面去献祭。
And they would put in humans or different animals, livestock to as an offering.
他们甚至呢是把去打仗战胜的队长拿去献祭。
And they would take the captives of their enemies after going to war to offer them up.
所以他们不是献那个输掉的，不是说输了你就要受惩罚，他们是把最好的东西献给他们的神。
And so they would not offer up the people from their losses, but the ones that are victorious, and they would offer them up.
那他们也有很特别的，比如说有一个天文台是专门看星星占卜的地方。
And they would have also a place for you to observe stars and also interpret different signs.
那建筑物也非常特别哦，比如说我们站在那个金字塔的外面，然后我们有一群人，那导游叫我们拍手。
And so the architecture is also very interesting. So when we were standing outside of the pyramid, the tour guide told us to clap.
这声音它会传到这金字塔的上头。
And so the noise caused by our clapping would reach to the top of the pyramid.
可它传回来的声音却是鸟叫的声音。
But when the noise came back, that returns to us is as the sound of a bird.
有一点像乌鸦叫的声音啊。
It was like the sound of a crow.
那在整个观光过程，我们也可以看到很多的玛雅的文字。
And also from our tour, we can see a lot of the Mayan characters.
他们都会刻在他们的石墙上面。
And these characters will be carved along the walls of their architecture.
他们的字是象形文字，就是很多图案。
And so it was like hieroglyphics.
除了你可以看到动物，看有多是看不出来是什么东西，那也有很多是很可怕的脸的样子。
And so when we look at, if you closely look at these pictures, a lot of them seem like animals or kind of seem like monsters.
对啊，舌头伸很长，然后眼睛很凶恶的样子。
And some pictures have these figures with evil eyes with very, very long tongues.
那观光结束之后呢，我就去领我刚刚订的那幅画。
So after the tour was over, I went to pick up the artwork that I had ordered.
可是经过这个整个那个参观之后呢，我在路上拿着这个画，其实我心里是毛毛的。
And because after I picked it up and after I've gone through what I've seen when I was carrying this artwork, my heart was not at peace.
那回到旅馆之后呢，另外一个姐妹去洗澡，我就把这画拿出来再看一次。
And so when the other sister was showering, I took out this artwork and I took a look at it.
真的是蛮可怕，你后面会有一阵凉的感觉。
And it was quite scary because you get a really cold feeling from it.
所以我心里就想说，我要把它丢掉。
And so, I told myself I need to dispose of this.
所以我就把它先就是默祷，然后念哈利路亚，就把它撕得很小很小很小很小片。
And so I set aside in prayer, and then I ripped it into very small pieces of paper.
然后我把它放在塑胶袋里头。
And I put it in a plastic bag.
我绑起来，可是我不敢丢在自己的房间里头。
And so I wanted to dispose of it, but I was afraid to throw it in the trash can in my own room.
所以我走出我的房间，外面是一大片草坪，非常的黑暗。
And so I walked outside, and outside was a large piece of grassland, and it was very dark.
可是我就一直走，一直走，走到我觉得很害怕的时候，我就把那个东西丢在那附近的垃圾桶。
And so after I walked for a short period of time, and once I began to become scared, I threw the artwork, the scraps, into a trash can nearby.
然后我就很快地跑回来。
And then I ran home.
那我就回来之后就告诉另外一个姐妹说我把东西丢掉了。
And then I told my other sisters I had thrown the artwork away.
那她说，对，她也觉得那个东西有点怪怪的这样
子。And she agreed that it was quite strange.
那晚上睡觉差不多一两点的时候，就是已经睡了，然后差不多一两点的时候。
So I went to sleep at about 1 to 2 a.m.
我被外面就是一两点的时候被外面的一个声音吵醒。
I was awakened by a noise coming out from the outside.
那声音有一点像是很多人在外面狂欢。
And this noise seemed like there was a great big congregation of people outside.
你可以听到很多鼓的声音。
And there was the sounds of drums.
可是不是现代鼓，是比较像那种拍打的那种非洲鼓的感觉。
And it was not a very contemporary drum you hear today, but it was from a more drum with culture.
那有点像那种所谓的嘉年华会有那种。
And you get the sense or a feeling of that there was a carnival outside.
可是那个声音的距离有点奇怪，就是那边应该不会有东西的那种感觉。
And, but the distance that the sound was coming from was a bit strange to me because you wouldn't hear this type of sound from that the distance.
再加上当初选这个旅馆呢，还特意选一个特别安静的旅馆。
And we also purposely picked our hotel to be a little further away from the people.
对，它离那个大学生会住的地方非常的远哦。
And it was quite far away from the college dorms.
所以那时候心里觉得很奇怪，可是因为也太累了，我就没有去看说是怎么回事。
So I thought it was a little bit. I thought to myself, this is a little bit strange, but I was too tired to care, and I didn't do anything about it.
差不多在早上四点左右。
And so about 4 a.m.
那时候我又有一点醒过来。
And I was half asleep.
那除一方面我很有一点想上厕所。
And I felt the urge to use the restroom.
可是另外一方面也是因为我听到一个声音在房间里头。
But I also was able to hear a sound from within the room.
它是响尾蛇的尾巴的声音。
It was a sound that a rattlesnake would make with its tail.
那时候我真以为说房间有蛇跑进来，所以我就赶快把灯打开了，然后想要看看到底怎么回事。
And so at this time, I really thought a rattlesnake was that came into my room. So I turned on all the lights to see where it was.
可是这里就没有任何东西。
But there was nothing to be found in my room.
可是我还是一直听到那个的那种蛇尾巴摇动的声音。
But I continue to hear the rattle of the rattlesnake in my room.
而且我可以感觉到有一个很巨大的东西在地上爬。
And I felt something very great crawling on the floor.
好像是那种很大的蟒蛇，可是所谓的很大不是说像手臂一样粗那个大，是很粗大的。蛇布满了整个房间的地板。
It was like, but it seemed like there was a huge, gigantic snake like that of like a boa constrictor.
那我从来没有这样的体验，就是你看不到，可是你竟然可以感觉到它的移动跟它的体型。
And I could not physically see it, but I was able to feel it from the vibe, its movements.
那时候我心里非常的害怕。
And at this time, I was terrified.
那我就在床上，我就在那边祷告。
And I began to pray in my room.
那时候就有一个感觉告诉我说，你不要怕，你只要待在床上就不会有事。
And I had a feeling that for me not to be afraid as long as I had just stay on my bed.
那个又是另外一个我从来没有的一个感受，就是说。你今天不是听到一个声音，你是感觉到一个声音。
And this is the first time I experienced something like this. It is because I did not hear the sound, but I felt the sound.
那听到那个声音之后，它却有很大的力量，所以我那时候心就安了。
And so after hearing this voice telling me to stay on my bed, I was comforted.
所以我就躺回去床上。
And so I went back to my bed.
然后。我还是有在默祷，可是我就睡着了。
I continued to pray in silence, and I fell asleep shortly.
那在醒来的时候，天也就亮了。
And the next time I woke up, it was morning.
那后来在准备这个见证的时候，我才发现说，其实我们去参观的那个金字塔，它就是祭祀一条叫做羽蛇神的庙。羽就是羽毛的羽。蛇就是蟒蛇的蛇，就是一只很大的蛇，它身上布满了羽毛。
And so I realized that the previous location that we went to visit this pyramid was actually was actually based off of a feathered snake.
那如果参观，其实去看那个金字塔、哦，它那个底端有一个很大的石雕的蛇的头。
And so, if you go to this pyramid at the end, you will see a sculpture of a giant head of a snake.
那它的身体其实就是那个楼梯往上的楼梯的一个类似往爬升的一个平台。
And so, the stairs that are going up the pyramid is actually its body.
那在某个时候某个日子呢，这个太阳一照下来，它的头跟这个。影子造成的跟光造成的现象，这整只蛇是会发亮的。
And so, if you from the bottom the head and the tail at a certain time if the sun is able to hit it, the whole snake would glow from the shadows.
所以那时候我就在想说，哦，原来那天来可能就是那条蛇。
And so I believe that the snake that came to visit me was this snake.
那这次的经验其实当然看到那个，就是感觉到那只蛇，它对我来讲是一件很震撼的事情。
And I was actually very shocked of what happened.
可是我觉得对我来讲一个意义更重大的是在那样的情况下神给我的感受。
But what was something greater that was more important and how I felt was the comfort that God has given to me.
我觉得是神的爱让你觉得你可以完全的信任他。
I from this I feel that it was God's love that we can truly rely and trust in him.
就像一个父母亲很爱他的小孩，他的小孩就可以很信任他们的父母，相信有任何的危险，他父母都会救他的那样的感觉。
It is like the trust of a child to its parents when whether what they encounter, the parents would be able to take care of them.
那而且神是他的能力很奇特，就是他在他是会让你心中感觉非常的安稳，而且你真的相信你不会受伤。
And God's love and comfort is very interesting because you truly feel this comfort and you'll feel at peace.
那今天他给我这样的体验，我真的一辈子都不会忘记。
And this experience that he had given to me, I will never forget for the rest of my life.
那我再翻一节圣经节哦，诗篇九十一篇。
I'd like to flip to another Bible verse in Psalm chapter 91.
第十节到十二节。
Verses 10 to 12.
诗篇九十一章十到十二节，祸患必不临到你，灾害也不挨近你的帐篷，因他要为你吩咐他的使者，在你行的一切道路上保护你，他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。那在这两次旅行中呢，我学习到两件事情。
And from this, my two trips, I learned two things.
那第一次是去看这个印加帝国，第二次是去看这个玛雅文化。
And first is visit the Inca Empire, and the second is I visited Mayan ruins.
他们这两个族群的人非常敬畏他们自己的神。
And these two group of indigenous people, they place great emphasis on worshiping their gods.
可是他们不是敬拜我们的真神。
But they are not worshiping the one true God that we worship.
他们这么尽心尽意地敬拜他们的神。
And they truly were very devout in worshiping their gods.
他们的精神可能甚至比我还，或者是在座的各位还要更有那个英文叫 determination， 就是更有那个决心这样子。
And their determination to worship their gods maybe surpasses that of some of us sitting here today.
可是他们都消失了。
But they have all perished.
而且没有人知道为什么他们消失。
But nobody knows the cause.
所以发生这样的事情是很值得我们去思考。
And so such event is worthy of our pondering.
再来就是说，我们常常会自己解释说我今天去看一个古迹，我今天去看一个艺术品。
And so for today, when we go visit ruins or a type of art,
那这个都是古时候的事情。
And these artworks or ruins are from the past.
那所以我现在去看应该没有什么关系。
And so we may think that when we go visit today, there shouldn't be any worry.
可是其实他们拜的就是魔鬼。
But they worship is actually the devil.
所以这个魔鬼从古至今它是一样存在的。
So the devil existed from the beginning of time from before until now.
所以我们在做这个，就是做我们去观光的时候，其实也要小心。像有些人会去泰国啊，一些比较多拜偶像的国家，其实真的要非常的小心。
And so we must be more careful when we visit ruins from the past, like in Thailand or other places.
那衍生到一点，我后来想到的就是说，我们现在做很多事情，其实 都碰到现在的潮流跟说法思想的影响。
And what we are going today, we face the trends and the culture of what is going on in this world today.
所以我们常常会说啊，没有关系啦，就是大家都这么认为，这个只要我们心里是这么想就没事了，还是去做这样子。
And so a lot of times we compromise with ourselves as long as we know what is right in our hearts.
其实事实上 这些事情我们也是要非常的小心。
But in reality, we must be very vigilant on what we do.
那以上就这两个见证跟大家分享。
And so above, it's a two testimony that I'd like to share with everybody.
愿一切荣耀献给天上的真神。
And may all the glory be unto our Father in heaven.
感谢神啊，美好的见证。
And we thank God for this wonderful testimony.
事实上，这个不在其境，不知其事哈，没有在那个地方过，你不会了解那个事。
And so, if you have not been to that place, then you would not know this experience.
小弟曾经去过哈。
And I have actually been to those places myself.
那个在差不多十五年前呀，十五年前的时候。
About 15 years ago.
那时候去陪太太回娘家。
And so I went back to my wife's motherland.
所以我岳父有说，你们到那个La Paz去走走看。
And so my father-in-law told me that we should take a walk in La Paz.
那诸位都知道，那个La Paz是世界上最高的城市哈。
And so we all know that La Paz is actually the highest city in elevation in the world.
当时小弟有听了一些传说。
And so I have heard some stories that were passed on.
说越刚强的人上去就越软弱。
And I heard that the stronger you are when you go up, the weaker you'll become.
所以当时我不信。
And so at that time, I did not believe.
我就要去之前一个月之前，我就每天健身。
And so about a month prior to going up, I worked out every day.
我想那有可能，不可能。
And I thought to myself, there's no way I would become weak.
结果真的一下飞机。
And so, but when I when I got off the plane,
我太太拉了行李就走。
My wife brought the luggage and continued to stroll.
我走三步就坐下来。
I took three steps and I had to sit down.
在那里真的在那里喘了。
And I was panting.
我说这什么地方啊？这个。
I said, what kind of place is this?
真的是这样子。
It is really like this.
所以那个如果我没有记错的话，那个喇叭是应该是比那个。Machu 还高一点点。
And so, from what I remember, La Paz is even in higher elevation than Machu Picchu.
所以那天晚上在旅馆的时候，这个真的是很不舒服。
And so that day, I remember that day when I was in the hotel, I was really uncomfortable.
第一件事情，我这一生很少吃那个头痛药，那个止痛药。
And it's very rare for me to take painkillers.
我就吃了两颗。
I took two pills of painkillers.
对不起，没有用。
And it was of no use.
那个脚哈，脚跟头好像是相反的。
And it felt like your head was on your feet, and your feet was on top of your head.
整晚都是这样。
And the whole night it was like this.
Yeah. 那第二天我导游也是带我们去那个喇叭斯那个城市逛一下。
And so the following day, the guy took us around and took a tour in the city of La Paz.
那个高度真的是，云是在我们在山上的云是在下面的。
And so the altitude was so high that the clouds were actually below your feet.
那里的人那个牙齿都是黑黑的。
Over there, the people there that lived there, their teeth were black.
看他们嘴巴都在嚼东西。
And you always see them chewing on something.
奇怪，你们在吃什么东西啊？
So I was curious, what are you guys eating?
就是我问我太太
So I asked my wife.
她说他们就是因为吃这个就头不痛。
And so they said they chew on this black thing, then their head would not hurt.
他们就那个是那个什么 coca leaf 就是做那个毒品那个 coca 的那个叶子。
So they would eat the leaves of cocaine.
所以每个人你看吃鸡啦导游每个人嘴巴都是在好像咬槟榔一样。
So all the tour guide, the people and the chicken, they would all eat this leaf.
所以是这个经历我有经历过。
And so this type of experience I have gone through myself.
那第二就是第二个见证呢事实上我们在世上常常会遇见到这种事情。
And so the second testimony, we actually encounter this in our daily lives quite often.
我们去旅游的时候有时候会拿一些所谓纪念品回来。
And so on our vacation, during our vacations, we would often bring back souvenirs.
那些纪念品通常有时候都是带有这个邪灵的在上面。
And so these souvenirs oftentimes they bear the evil spirits.
我快速的讲一下哈。
So I'll go through really quickly.
有几年前刚好有一个老弟兄去西藏去玩。
And there was an elder member. He went to
Tibet.
Tibet for vacation.
所以他回来的时候就带一个小很小的一个纪念品。
And so when he came back, he brought a very small souvenir.
那这个纪念品呢，他就因为当时我那个女儿，她跟他也是都有在讲话，所以他就送给她当做一个礼物。
And so this person gave this souvenir to my daughter as a gift.
当时我也不知道这个事情。
And at that time, I did not know of this incident.
所以呢，有一天晚上，深夜。
One night in the middle of the night,
我就听到一个声音，所以我就起来了，醒了。
And so I heard a voice, so I awoke.
我听到我女儿在，就是在眼睛是闭着的，就是在讲不要不要不要 ，Hallelujah, Hallelujah, 不要不要。
And so I saw my daughter, her eyes were closed, but she was saying, Hallelujah, no.
我看到这个情形，我想说可能在做噩梦。
And so when I saw this, I thought she was having a nightmare.
所以我就过去我说奉主耶稣圣名。撒旦退去。
And so I went to her and said, Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, Satan depart from her.
有祷告了哈。
And also prayed.
不然没有这个勇气了哈。Yeah, 所以讲完有效。
And it was effective.
就停止了哈。
And then she stopped.
我要叫醒她也叫不起来。
And I tried to wake her up, but then
睡觉。
She was in deep sleep.
所以第二天呢，第二天晚上深夜又是同样一件事情。
And the following night, the same sound, same incidents occurred.
也是同样的，我也是同样的方法祷告一下，我就奉主耶稣圣名，撒旦退去。
And the same method I prayed and I casted out Satan in the name of Jesus.
就平静了。
And she became quiet.
我在想说，这个同样事情两天连续发生，一定是有什么东西。
So I thought two nights in a row, there's something must have happened.
结果我就去找。
And I started to look.
翻。
And I looked through
her 就在床头上放了一个很小的，因为就是刚好有本书盖的。
And so I found a small object that was covered by a book.
那个就是一个那个西藏的那个有一个那个转法轮那个东西呀， yeah. 一个玩偶。
It was a little toy.
Yeah, 所以我看了，原来是你。
And I found out, oh, it was you.
所以我就把它拿到楼下，我说奉主耶稣圣名。把它丢掉了。
And I threw it away in the name of Jesus Christ.
没有用烧的啦，不需要了。
I threw it away.
就把它丢掉了。
Disposed of it.
所以事实上我们在日常生中常常会遇到，不小心会遇到这件事情。
And so a lot of times in our lives, we may encounter events like this.
所以我们的神呢，在时时刻刻的在看顾我们。
And we know that our God that we worship is always I'm looking after us.
那我们就结束今天的见证会。
And so, I'd like to conclude our testimony session today.
一起跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.